You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hundreds of holiday parks in some of New Zealand's most beautiful locations may soon be free of rats, stoats and possums after the organisation that represents them signed up to Predator Free New Zealand. The Holiday Parks Association of New Zealand signed an agreement with the Predator Free New Zealand Trust yesterday, which will see its 300 member parks trapping in and around grounds. Producer Jess Smith caught up with Predator Free New Zealand spokesperson Jesse Morgan to find out more about the new partnership and began by asking about the main risks and issues with predators in holiday parks.
There are no main issues, I don't think, but what they have decided to do is to take an industry-leading stance and show people that Predator Free New Zealand's really important vision for New Zealand and for our tourism. And so with how many visitor nights they get, both international and domestic, the Holiday Parks Association thought they were in a good position to lead the way, really, and really raise awareness about this goal for New Zealand and the benefit that it could bring.
Yeah. So the Holiday Parks Association of New Zealand has signed up to be in a partnership with Predator Free New Zealand. What will this partnership involve?
So we'll be working with holiday parks around the country to start trapping on their premises if they aren't already, but also they want to be community leadership, show community leadership for predator control. So they will be being an education source for people, sharing information about how you trap, the benefits of trapping, and we'll help them on that way, on that journey, really, because we've got the expertise and the contacts into that trapping world, and some of these holiday parks haven't done that themselves yet. So we'll be sharing some information with them, best practice, and how they can run activities to get the public involved, and raise the knowledge of predator trapping in New Zealand.
Yeah, and do you feel that having holiday parks on board is a major step towards becoming a predator-free country by 2050?
Yeah, we think it's a really important partnership, mainly because it's our first one in the tourism industry for the Trust. Air New Zealand's obviously really important. We've got a really good relationship with DOC, and they do a lot of really important work there for the Great Walks. For the holiday parks, we feel like it's a really good contact point to start spreading the word about this vision. And part of the Predator Free 2050 vision is getting New Zealanders to buy in and make them aware of the benefits of what a predator free country would be, because we need everyone to be involved in it.
Yeah. And how will holiday parks benefit from being predator free in regards to both the visitors to the parks and the environment?
Yeah, so I think the main thing is that they are shown to be doing a good thing for the country and giving back. Lots of these holiday parks are in really idyllic locations with close to biodiversity hotspots, so places where some of our rarest species live. And so if they're trapping on their properties as well as the trapping that already occurs in the nearby reserves, then we'll be giving those endangered species a much better chance of survival, and the likelihood of predators coming from holiday parks or from other places into the reserve will be minimised. So our vision as a trust is actually to get a trap in every fifth backyard in New Zealand, which would mean that not only are our backyards free of rats and stoats and other predators, but it means that the trapping that happens in the reserves around cities and around settlements is much more effective for our endangered species, because we've got another line of defence before they get into the reserves.
Mm-hmm. And what are the next big steps that Predator Free New Zealand wants to reach to achieve the goal of a Predator Free New Zealand by 2020?
Yeah, so one of those is getting a trap in every fifth backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So part of that will be getting good traps that people are happy to use in their back gardens, and we've got a bit of a suite of tools, but there's definitely room in the suite of tools for more innovation. So we really, you know, want some of the young, bright minds coming through to be thinking of that, and so they take on the challenge of how we can create good tools to make New Zealand predator-free. There's a lot of work going into the science and technology side. Part of it also is, as I said, the social side, so getting people, winning over the hearts and minds, why it's important, what the major wins for New Zealand out of this would be, and they kind of are health benefits because these predators spread diseases and are actually quite gross. And then the biodiversity benefits to our species. You know, most of our tourists come here to see our nature and see the amazing place that New Zealand is. So we need to protect that to ensure that tourists still want to come to New Zealand and want to come and see our clean green spaces. But they don't want silent ones. They want ones that are filled with birds.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.